Hey, get a load of this, will you? Hey, mister, hey!
The young man looked up from his ledger, his brow already furrowed. Unsurprisingly, it was an American calling across the lobby of the Hotel Claridge. The voice was loud, strident, insistent. Americans spoke as if they believed the entire world wished to hear what they were saying. They had no discretion. But Americans paid his salary. And so, with effort, he unfurrowed his brow. Paris, his Paris, was flooded with these vociferous newcomers. Naturally, it was because of the Great War. Those cocky American soldiers who boasted that they had saved the day, even though they arrived only at the twilight, not the dawn, decided they had to see more of gay Paris, tantalizingly glimpsed only on their leaves. So they came back in droves, bringing their women, and they took over the cafes, ordering coffee with their meals, absurd, and drinking absinthe until they went blind, talking, always talking, even to strangers. "Hello," one of them said to the young man only yesterday, as he took a chair next to him at a cafe, remarking on its small size. "I'm Bud. What's your name?" The young man did not tell him, naturally. What business was it of this American? He would never understand this compulsion of Americans to announce their presence everywhere. Why should anyone care? More than anything, Parisians simply wanted to be left alone, left to their grief, for they were the ones who died and lost. They especially resented the young American men, for in 1923, France had few of them left under the age of 60. But the Americans didn't care. They smiled their big white-teethed smiles and waved their huge paws full of francs and could not stop enthusing about how cheap everything was. What they were really saying was, "We're not truly allies. We're better than you." But the young man, Claude Ozelo was his name, swallowed his anger and distaste. For his very livelihood depended on these gleeful foreigners continuing to wash ashore off the boats in Calais and following the Seine into Paris like rubbish. "May I help you?" He strode over to the loud American woman who was waving at him from across the lobby. "Yeah, thanks, Monsieur Ozelo. I am here to take care of all your needs." Bowing slightly, he fingered the brass name tag on his coat, revealing his exalted position at the Hotel Claridge. Assistant manager.